Hi, and welcome to Canada Obscura. My name is Mary.
And I'm Shelley, and this is the podcast where we tell you and each other about the dark, scary, creepy, strange, interesting things about Canada, which typically includes true crime and murder, cryptids, urban legends, UFOs, strange bits of history sometimes, same, creepy abandoned places, etc. The usual trigger warnings apply. Obviously, we will be talking about some pretty scary and or dark stuff, which again includes murder, possibly rape, torture, child abuse, adult abuse, any kind of abuse, drug use, mental health talk, etc. We'll try to be more specific in the episode description and as things come up, but sometimes we miss it as we're talking about it, so check the episode description first. It is first thing in the morning, and I can't talk. So yeah, that's it. I don't remember what else we're doing in the spiel, but that's it.
Yeah, you pounded through that. Hi, welcome. We're doing remote calling again, so if you see a discrepancy in the two voice qualities, that's what it is. But we both have very busy weeks. Weekends. Yeah. I have, oh my god, okay, I'm going to move my mic. I'm going to keep talking, but I'm going to move my mic, so you're going to hear me move it, because you just hear my clothes rustling. So I have some client videos for the city to deliver by tomorrow, and I've been completely shafted on this project, because like they changed the due date on me. Like I think I said this before.
Oh, was this the one when you came back from vacation? They were like, surprise, instead of a whole month you have like 2 weeks.
Yes, and then on top of that, the people that I'm interviewing, like half of them were on vacation and they were off to conferences because they all went to this big conference down in the States. And then like, because they were just like dead ass out of the country. And then it was like getting that scheduling done. And so I have as much footage as we're going to be able to get with a limited time. But now I have to put all of it together and I have to do that with a peer. So I'm going to actually go meet up with her at, because we graduated together, or we're about to graduate together. We're gonna go back to school today, and all together.
Someone's mowing their lawn, and I can hear it.
Oh my god!
Because my room faces our backyard, so if people are mowing, like if people are out in their backyards, which backs up into ours,
because it's suburbia.
And my windows are closed. It's not like they're open, but I have terrible soundproofing in my house. So if you hear lawn mowing, that's
well, the last episode, like you could hear the thunder so badly that when I was editing it, like because you and I paused.
Yeah, but that's thunder.
I know, like, I know. But it was so funny because when I was editing it, like you and I paused and I was just sitting in my bed like, oh shit, is it thundering outside? And then you and I were like, oh my god, that's thunder. And I was like, oh, that got me good.
This is just, it's just gonna be a low groan in the background.
That's okay.
You can probably hear my laptop at some point too, but
that's fine. That's okay.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
Mood.
My life isn't falling apart.
No, literally same, but
no, yeah. Actually my life is moderately okay.
Yeah.
Moderately.
Same. My brother is like, because we, the way this setup that we have to do it, like my brother is messaging me on Facebook right now because we're doing a Facebook call, and like all I hear is ba-ding, ba-ding, ba-ding. Like, it's not going to come out on the, because it's just in my earphones just for, like.
Yeah, but it's distracting.
Yeah, I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, put it in one message, my dude.
Can you not mute him?
Probably. You know what?
I hate it when people are like, hi, message. Can you message? Please message.
Or it's like, okay. Like, but sometimes, like, I do that, but, like, most of the time I try not to. But it's like, it'll be like, okay, message. So, okay. Well, so.
Like sometimes it's good for the emphasis. Like, it's kind of like the clapping hands emoji.
Yeah,
but you're doing it by separating the messages. But if you're just like asking a question. Mm-hmm. Just ask it all in one long text. I know how to read.
Yeah.
English might be my third language, but I can read long sentences and long messages just fine, thank you.
Yeah. Well, oh God, what were... I was complaining about the video. That's what I was talking about. I'm sitting here like, what the fuck was I talking about? Yeah. So that's totally fine. But graduation, so it's the video is due tomorrow. So when this goes out, it'll be due same day. Like, this goes out Monday, it's due Monday. And then Tuesday, I graduate. Yay. So I'm going to go to graduation.
Yay, yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Are you actually going to convocation?
Yeah.
Oh.
I actually...
Everyone's like, oh, we should go. And I'm like, no. I already been through that in university. Yeah,
but you know what? This time around, like, I'm actually proud of what I've done. And actually, I have news. And I didn't say it to you yet because I wanted to surprise you. But also, like, I am going to be directing a pilot episode for a new series.
Ooh.
Yeah. So
exciting.
Yeah, I'm super excited about that. I can't say anything more than that. That's but I'll tell you. But I can't.
Yeah.
I can't say anything more than that. But I had the big boy meeting for it last week. And ooh. Yeah, I'm very excited, and hopefully it goes well, but it should be shot by the end of the month or the beginning of July. But yeah, and then I'm doing some stuff for TV as well, and I haven't, like, the show that I worked on earlier this year is going to come out probably beginning of July too, so it's just like, I'm super pumped, things are great.
That's exciting.
Thank you, yeah, I'm just...
So fancy.
I know. Like, literally, like, when I was approached... Ooh, my bad. When I was approached with this, I was literally like, yeah. Like, why is that even like, a question?
Is this even a question?
Like, would you be willing to consider this and come to the meeting and see if it works? I was like, yes. Duh. Like, yes. So, yeah. So, I'm super pumped about that. But yeah, that's cool. That's what's going on in Mary's life right now. What about Shelley?
I found out how small the world really is.
Oh God.
Because it's not a bad thing. One of a new technologist started at the lab that I work at.
Okay.
And the whole week, I was like, she looks familiar.
Mm.
And her name, I was like, I think that's her, but, like, it's been so long.
Right.
And then this week, when she came by, I was actually like, wait, is your sister so-and-so? And she's like, yes. and I'm like, oh, well, you probably remember me, too, because we went camping together. Mm-hmm. She's actually the older sister of one of my friends that I had in university. And, like... I was like, wait, Lynn, it's one of those, like, you know, we kind of lost contact after school, so mm-hmm. I vaguely know what she's going, like, or what she's up to through social media, but, right. Like, only peripherally, and
yeah.
I'm really bad at keeping in touch with people if I'm not constantly seeing them,
mm-hmm.
So, yeah, like, I haven't really spoken to her sister in a long time, I'm like, wow, and then all of a sudden, now her sister's working with me, and it was weird.
That's
and we
wild.
Had, like, this hilarious, like, our last... I'm pretty sure the last time I saw, not my friend, but her sister, the one who's working with me,
mm-hmm.
Was when we went camping, and she went with her master's, like, thesis group, so we were at different campsites, but their group had a huge tent, because they were, like, a 6-7 person group.
Oh, shit, that's, yeah, that's
and,
a lot of people.
Whoever brought the tent forgot to bring the waterproof layer, and it was pouring oh, no. the entire time. So we spent, like, at least an hour helping them try to put up the tarp to cover the tent.
Oh, my God.
Which, like, if you've been camping at, like, an Ontario provincial park, then you'll know that what it's kind of like. Like, you don't necessarily have trees in your campsite.
Mm.
Like, these are actually lots, right? Like, mm. they actually have little... Like, and each campsite is separated by some trees.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
the trees are around your campsite.
Yes.
You don't necessarily have enough trees to cover an entire, like, campsite with tarps. So mm-hmm. it was an adventure. And then we had one person bailing out water from inside the tent. Yeah, that was the last time we'd seen each other. And then now, like, 4 years later, I think.
Holy
we're suddenly
shit.
Working together.
Yeah.
So that was...
That's fucking wild.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
And then... The three of us are going to the aquarium tomorrow.
Oh, have fun.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Hopefully there are no screaming children. School's not over yet.
No, actually, but they do sometimes do big trips. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys have tomorrow off?
Yeah.
So at least you're going in the middle of the day. Okay. So it's okay.
Yeah. Hopefully there's not too many screaming children. Yeah. It was like when Kara and I went to Montreal, this was it was the summer after I graduated university.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to like the biodome and like the touristy stuff. And oh mm-hmm. my God, the amount of screaming children. Yeah. Screaming French children.
Yeah. screaming children are just, it's horrifying in any language. So I'm very, very sorry.
Yeah, because they don't, especially in big groups like that, like it's maybe one parent watching like their kid and all of their kids' friends. Like they don't have any control over these kids.
No.
And it's terrible. Children are the most inconsiderate beings on this earth.
Oh, God.
Especially none of them have any manners.
I will say, though, the last time that I went to the aquarium, I went with, like, a group of friends. Actually, did we just go once? I think we just went once. But we did all the everything. We did all the everything.
Yeah.
Even the kids' stuff.
Yeah.
So we had a blast. But
there's like this little bit in the aquarium where you can crawl into and it opens up into a little bubble like kind of within the tank. Yeah. And I was definitely way too big to be crawling in there.
Yeah.
Well, it was a decent sized tunnel. It wasn't like really kid size, but you still had to crawl.
Yeah.
I did it anyway.
Oh, 100%, whatever. 100%. No,
everyone was doing it.
And you, like, yeah, there was the like other
40-year-old dads were doing it.
Oh, yeah. And then there was, like, we were the only ones that were doing it when we went. But, like, all the parents were just, like, they were just, like, laughing. And they were just, like, good sports. And they offered to take photos of us and stuff like that. And they were cheering us on.
Yeah, like.
Because we just, like.
You know what? I think it depends on, like, the place. Because the aquarium is a fun place. And usually you're in a good mood.
Yeah.
But, like. I remember when I was like 13 or something, like in middle school. We weren't in high school yet. We were on the playground, and it was really busy because it was after school, so all the younger kids were like playing, and me and my friend were sitting on the swing. We were sitting on the same swing.
Yeah.
Like I was on her lap.
Okay.
And we were just whatever. And these parents were getting so pissed at us. For taking up a swing.
Oh, my God.
Like, we're kids, too, okay? Like, we might be slightly older, but
that
doesn't mean we can't play on the playground. It's not like we're not swearing. We're not being rude to the younger kids. Like, literally, we're just sitting on a swing having fun, like, chatting.
Yeah.
But the people in my neighborhood are all spoiled little assholes, including the adults.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised that that was their reaction.
It's strange because like you go down to the pier like here in my city, like the walk there, and there's a park and you see people of all ages on those swings, and usually when there's kids, like people just kind of like make way for the kids, but like
swings still, are the best.
You still see people of all ages. Like a couple years ago I went there like right before a storm, and I just went on the swings, and so we watched the storm come in over the lake while we were just swinging, and like
don't swim in that lake, please.
No. And especially not when there's thunder. You'll
leave with like an extra limb.
Oh yeah, and especially not when there's thunder in the water and shit like that. Like no. But like it was very, very close because like the lake. I think we've talked about this before. The lake is so huge; it genuinely looks like the ocean. Our lake in the specific Lake Ontario. So it was just like, it's so pretty and like it gets so windy and like gloomy and it's stunning, especially during, what do you call it? When sunset. It's like, it's just so pretty. So we went and we were just on the swings and we had a great time. But yeah.
I just generally hate the people in my neighborhood.
Yeah. But have fun tomorrow. Hopefully it's like,
thanks.
Fun and not like
kicking children out of our way.
On
the plus side, all three of us really dislike children, so we would all be on the same page at the very least.
Yeah,
it's good.
Fuck, what did I? I don't remember. I don't remember what I was gonna say. Oh my god! I had like, I really need to start writing these down because over the last like 24 hours, I was like, I'm gonna mention this. I'm gonna mention this. I'm gonna mention this, and now it's like all fucking gone. Yeah, I know. I'm fucking useless. I don't know. Whatever. Whatever. I will just say I will be marching in this year's Toronto Pride. So that's a lot of fun too. So if any of you
like you're actually marching like in the parade?
Yeah. I don't think I actually are you? That sucks. I don't think I actually mentioned any of this, so I try to do it brief, but my story is like super short anyway. So Joey, I've mentioned him a billion times on this podcast. His boyfriend is, they've been together for like 8 years or something, like something stupid long like that. But his boyfriend has been volunteering for the Pride events for the last 10, 15 years, something like that, whatever it is. And a few years ago, he actually took over the donations department of the entire Pride committee thing. So that means like,
wow,
you work throughout the entire year, but you plan out all of the stuff for the month of June, which is like Pride month, and they do all that, whatever. So last like September, October, he reached out to me and he was like, hey, so last year they had separated like the bi category as its own category of events. And it was the first time they had done that. And he was like, do you want to coordinate and plan this out? Because like, he was like, you'd be great at it, whatever. And I like heavily considered doing it. So that would mean that I would have to plan.
Yeah, because I remember you mentioned it, but you were like, you're very busy.
Yeah, I'm actually going to explain why I ultimately decided not to. It's a quick explanation, but like, I remember the story I was going to tell. Okay, I'll go very quick. He was like, you'll be like, whatever. It's just I wanted to take on the opportunity because like planning a whole month of events is something that I've never done before. And I was like, that sounds amazing. And it's like giving back to the community, et cetera, whatever. But like in the 2 weeks that between him letting me know that there's a position and him being like, you should apply, like send in your resume or whatever. And then me like formatting my resume, getting my portfolio together, because it was like the resume I had was arts. You know, it was like, okay, I need to like be more like gear it more towards like actual event and planning and management and whatever. In the 2 weeks that I was like doing that, putting it together in between everything, there was a big scandal trademark. So every single year the committee is publicly elected.
It's just trademark.
Yes.
TM, well, in the bracket.
Yeah. Because every single year the committee is publicly selected. So like every single year is a new committee that gets voted on, whatever. This year, the woman who is the, whatever you want to call it, the chair, the head, whatever, accepted a bribe from the city of Toronto to the tune of $250,000 to put cops back in Pride, like the parade floats. She didn't consult anybody. She didn't do it as a vote because they were voted out, actually, like the last couple of years. Like, that's the thing. People are just like, people get angry about cops like being voted out of being part of the Pride parade, even though there's a whole giant scandal.
I can hear two sides, right? Because it's kind of the whole Black Lives Matter, like, you know, cops have notoriously, and with the whole Bruce MacArthur thing,
Bruce MacArthur handled that
very well.
At all. And that's I still do intend on doing that as an episode. I just need some time because it'll be very in depth and I'll have to go into it. But, she didn't do it as a publicly decided on notion, but when they had their public meeting, which legally has to happen, people were just like, why did you accept this money? She immediately shut down the conversation, immediately shut down the meeting, refused to acknowledge, refused to talk about it, refused to do anything. And that happened literally.
Which, you know, like, logically, that is the stupidest thing to do.
Absolutely. So that happened literally in, like, the 2 week period that I was just putting things together. And so I was like, so Benji himself was just like, maybe this isn't the best area to be involved in this because things are kind of going belly fucking up and everybody's upset and there's people who are walking and like whatever. So I skipped out on it. But so I'm just going to be marching with the donations float this year. I am considering taking it on, or like at least applying to do it next year, but as long as she's not involved in it in any way. But yeah, so like I was like, fuck, shit. So then I was like, yeah, I'm not, I was like, I don't have the time to deal with fucking bureaucracy and dramatics and politics. So I just said no. I was like, thank you for reaching out to me. He was like, no problem, but also run. Bless you.
It's allergy season, guys.
And then my super quick other story, I had to call a wellness check on a patient yesterday.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. So we had a panicked phone call, like, left as a voicemail overnight by one of our, like, 80-something-year-old patients. She just kept repeating her name, and was like, my walker is broken. I can't move. My walker is broken. So when I got in there in the morning, I was like, fuck. Tried to call her, couldn't get a hold of her. Called her son as emergency contact, and he was like, oh, okay, I'll go check, whatever. And I was like, thank you, please give us a call back to let us know what happened. Fast forward to the afternoon, she leaves another voicemail that's like just her repeating her address and saying, my walker is broken, my walker is broken. And I was like, what the fuck? Her son was supposed to go. Well, yeah, right? We were so worried because, like, we checked her notes. The walker is her main form of mobility. And so if that's her main form of mobility, if her walker is broken, we were concerned. Like, she's 80-something.
It's kind of like the I've fallen and I can't get up. But it's like everyone, you know, makes a joke because the infomercial is ridiculous. But it is actually legitimate. A very scary thing.
Yeah, and we were, like, concerned maybe she's delirious. Maybe she doesn't know where she is or not know where she is. But maybe she's, like... maybe her walker's fine, you know, but her son didn't get back to us. So I tried to call her again, like busy tone. I couldn't get through. I tried to call her son. Mm-hmm. He didn't answer. I left a voicemail. I tried to call her daughter. Couldn't even leave a voicemail because the voicemail was full. So I went to my boss. I was like, I think we need to do a wellness check. And she was like, you know what? Yeah, give them a call. So I called Durham Region Police. So this is actually a happy ending story because I usually have not good experiences with DRPS. But yeah. I called them. I was like, can you please just go check? Like, we're concerned about her safety. So they went. They found her. She's fine. She's able to shuffle around. She forgot to hang up her phone. So her phone has been off the hook the entire day. So I'm losing my... And they're like, she's fine. She was on her cell phone, which we don't even have. But she was on her cell phone with some, like, a relative in Georgia or whatever. She was having, like, a good time. She was completely fine. She was able to go to the door and open up. She was like, oh, it just helps me walk. And then...
But she, like, in her mind, calling and repeating the same thing over and over and over again was probably just, you know, her being a little old lady.
Yeah. So, and, like, the thing is, we didn't issue the walker either, so we can't do anything. We're a clinic. We do rehab. We don't do any of the medical supplies. That's not us. But, so the Durham Region Police called me back. And we're like, she's completely fine. She's okay. Like, her phone was off the hook. Like, and I was like, thank you so much. Because we were so worried because we couldn't get a hold. And we can't go to her house. Yeah. Like, we can't.
Yeah. That's definitely breaching something.
Yeah. So they were like, thank you so much for checking up on her anyway. And they said, you made our day for, like, caring enough to call in on whatever. And I was like, big deep sigh of relief. My boss was like, big deep sigh of relief. I called her son again to just be like, we had to call a wellness check because nobody fucking picked up the phone. And he finally picked up the phone. He was like, oh yeah, I forgot to call you back. And I was like, I've left you messages. Like, what do you mean you forgot to call me back? Like, but he's like, yeah, she's fine. And I was like, okay, well, we called a wellness check. So next time answer the fucking phone. But like...
Yeah, I hate when people... Like, okay, so yesterday morning, the fire alarm kept... going off in my house.
Mm.
Like, just the one alarm. Because we have multiple, like, detectors you need on all levels,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And it would go off for a full minute, and it was doing, like, 3 beeps, which, according to that alarm, means it detects smoke.
Okay.
There's no smoke anywhere.
Okay.
I'm looking around, and I'm like, okay, maybe it's really dusty, because sometimes, mm-hmm. like, that will set it off, too.
Especially,
so I was, you know, like, waving, like, a washcloth around, trying to... But it went.
Oh, right.
It beeped on for a full minute and then just stopped. And I was like, okay.
Oh my God.
Went on with getting ready. Went downstairs to, like, you know, get my shit ready. And then it starts beeping again.
Mm.
So I bring it downstairs and it stops beeping. But then I'm like, I don't know if it continued to, like, beep even after that. But I had to leave for work. So I was texting my dad. And I called him, but, like, he's at work, so he doesn't have his phone on him.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I could, I tried calling him again. I tried calling my mom. I tried calling my aunt. None of them fucking picked up.
No.
I called my mom. She works until 2. I called her just after 2, and I guess she hadn't gotten to her locker yet.
Okay.
But she also doesn't know how to fucking use her phone.
Yeah.
Because she never checks for notifications. She didn't realize there was a missed call. And then by the time she realized there was a missed call, like, I went out after work.
Okay.
So, and my phone's always on silent, so I didn't see her call. And apparently she was in a huge panic. She was worried because, like, I called everyone and like, suddenly wasn't picking up my phone. And I'm like, well, maybe you should have fucking picked up your phone when I called.
I know.
Yeah. And I texted my dad the situation, and he forgot to call home to ask him about it. And I'm like, Dad, the house could have been on fire.
Oh my god.
Clearly he was not so concerned. Well, he was trying to get my car fixed because the air conditioning's like completely busted.
And it's getting warm.
Yeah. And it's a expensive as fuck repair.
Yeah, it is. AC is really expensive. Fuck, yeah, dude.
And if the coolant is leaking from somewhere inside the car, so they basically have to take the whole car apart to fix it.
Shit, man.
So
is it? Would it just be time to get a new car? Like, would that be more a better investment?
Well, my dad's been kind of playing with the idea of getting a new car, not to replace, but just a third car, because we only have 2 cars and 4 people in the home.
Right, and you guys are always shuffling around and, like...
Yeah. So, like, you know, sometimes my mom needs the car, but I need the car, and, like...
So who's going to drop who? Who's going to take who? And now that you work downtown,
We're considering, like, I mean, the repair isn't going to, repair is not going to cost as much as a car is going to cost.
Yeah. For sure. No, yeah.
But
it's like the long-term investment versus the temporary repair. Well, but
I mean, arguably a car is not really an investment because you don't make money from a car.
The moment it's left the lot, it's already depreciated. Literally, though.
I guess the way he sees, because I have to park at the subway parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, people are assholes and shitty parkers and, like...
Scratch your car.
If we get a new car, then I'll take the old car to work. Because then I don't have to worry about it. Because it's already... Like, you've seen my car. It's all scratched up. It's been rear-ended. Someone smashed their car and their door into my door, so there's a huge dent on
one
side.
You once got keyed in my neighborhood, which was incredibly strange. Because my neighborhood is, like, normally fine.
Apparently, they don't like Nissans.
Right,
but we don't like Nissans either now. It's a shit car. It's been a shit car for a long time. It's not just because it's
Hyundai's and Nissans are just like, just avoid them, and I mean that as a full offense to you Hyundai owners. Like, it's just like they're so... Joey had a Hyundai and the engine quite literally set on fire while he was driving.
Shit.
So I just got a call at like 1 a.m. because he was driving back from Benji's house. This is a couple years ago now, and he was like, my car's on fire. And I was like, excuse me? And he was like, yeah, I'm stuck on the side of the road. My engine's on fire. And he just like burst out laughing. And I was like, are you okay? His dad was on the way, so it was fine. Because I was like, do you need me to come? Because like, what the fuck? He's since got a new car, but he was just like dying laughing. He's like, fuck this piece of shit. Like literally just full blown fire. Like EMS had to come and like hose it down and everything. It was fucking wild. But should we move on?
Yeah,
we went, like, my story is short. I am doing the spoop today.
Yeah, I was going to text you, but I was like, no, I think we're going off the last
episode. Yeah, that's what I just did.
Talked about stuff.
Yeah, that's what I just did. I literally, this morning, had to go into my Anchor app and go back and be it was like, fuck, what did we talk about? I don't even remember.
Yeah.
And I was like, because we've done so many at this point that literally it's like, fuck, they blur together. But, I still need to post your stuff for your episode. I just haven't been able to because I've been so fucking busy. But anyway, so my story is about a man in Toronto who tried to sell a haunted IKEA couch. So this was last year sometime. Yeah, I know. Yep.
IKEA specifically, though.
Yes. Let me get into it. This was sometime last year. I don't see an exact date. I see posted 8 months ago, so fucking whatever. You can math that. Probably November, December, whatever. A bit earlier. But, last October, this man tried to sell his IKEA couch because he said that he had bought it from Here, let me pull up the exact quote. So, sorry. Fuck. So this is the actual posting blurb that he posted on Craigslist, and I'm going to read it out. This IKEA couch came into my possession through a series of strange events, and I'm looking to sell it to someone who has an interest in peculiar items or a fascination with the occult. I had inadvertently entered into a game of chance with a mysterious man passing through Toronto on his way to French Polynesia and won this couch 2 months ago. Ever since I've brought this couch into my apartment, I've been having recurring nightmares involving hellish imagery, sleepwalking, and quite a bit of insomnia. I've seen and felt the seats compress when no one is sitting on them, and the couch makes creaking noises at night, regularly between 3 and 4 a.m. Other than that, it is quite comfortable. And he puts the dimensions, and then it's $150 or best offer, can't deliver, so we'll have to be able to pick up from my apartment. So that's what he posted on IKEA, and it's an IKEA Kivik couch. Whatever, okay. if you're familiar with IKEA.
I love IKEA, but I'm not going to be able to tell you exactly which couch that is.
No, yeah, it's just like a nice gray two-seater, like, whatever. So it became popular enough because, like, funny Craigslist posts do that. Sometimes, every now and then, like, twice a year, I'll just go through Craigslist and send my brother, like, all the really funny posting because people sometimes get really creative and I love it. So he listed it for $150 and then IKEA saw it. So IKEA actually saw it and, they bought it. So
why?
I don't know, but IKEA Canada decided to buy it. And this is like, they posted it on Instagram. And so there's like a whole video. I'll see if I could regram it or whatever the fuck it's called, but they said, "We're not sure whether we believe in ghosts, but we definitely believe furniture deserves a second chance, so we bought it." Click the link in our bio to read about the spooky sofa, and it just links to this.
Wait, so is it sitting somewhere as like a floor model kind of thing?
I'm not sure. So I don't know, the company reached out to him and they're like, "Did anybody buy it yet?" And he said no, so they just they bought it, and then they said, "We picked up the couch on Monday and are just evaluating its condition. Based on any item's condition, we look to see if it's fit for donation, resellable, or recyclable." So it would probably just be, and then the next thing that the representative, I don't know, his last name is Newbigging. Okay. Oh, her name, Kristen Newbigging. My mom is like yelling in the background. I very much apologize. So she says, "We genuinely hope he can find something." She crossed out less hunted and put more suited to him in his home. And that's it. That's the story of the haunted IKEA couch. I saw that's that. I was just Googling, like, man says haunted Canada. I found this story and I died laughing. So that's that.
That's adorable,
isn't it? That's just like a cute, funny story. Like, I thought it was really funny.
Mine's a little less cute.
Yeah. Oh.
It's just bizarre.
Yeah.
It's very dramatic.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to be talking about Albert Johnson Walker. He was born
in... Oh my god. Okay. Yes. Is he the guy that thinks he's Jesus?
No.
Oh my god. Okay, so there's somebody named AJ Walker that I literally have open in... Okay, no. Continue. Sorry.
Okay. So, he was born in 1946, and one article said he grew up in Paris, Ontario, but then I think Wikipedia and another article said he was born in Hamilton, Ontario.
Okay.
So, he's born in some small-ish town somewhere in Ontario.
Okay.
I guess, really, it doesn't even matter. Mm-mm. An article said that he had a, quote, troubled youth and eventually dropped out of high school. Now, the thing was... there wasn't much on this guy's life before the whole thing happened.
Okay.
Like, I did find one article that briefly talked about, like, his life before all this, but it wasn't a well-written article at all.
Okay.
So I don't know where they were getting their information from, so I'm taking that with a grain of salt.
Okay.
There was also absolutely no explanation about what troubled youth means.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. He could have just...
It could have been
maybe they were being judgy based on the fact that he dropped out of high school. I don't know.
No, yeah, you're right.
He did try various jobs before becoming a bank teller. which was the one job that he actually did seem to enjoy.
Okay.
And apparently he discovered his affinity for working with other people's money.
Oh.
There's some, like, I don't know if there was one, again, different sources saying different things, but just slightly different that I guess in the grand scheme of things don't matter. But mm-hmm. for the sake of accuracy, there was one source that said he was a bank teller for like a brokerage kind of, like a broker kind of thing.
Okay.
And then, or that he worked for a trust company, or that he was a bank teller for the trust company. But at some point in his career, he began filing other people's income taxes, and that was his deal. But after gaining some experience and gaining some confidence, he thought that he would try starting his own bookkeeping business.
What year was this? So, did you mention it? Sorry.
He was born in 46, but this was, you know, later in his life.
Yeah.
So he founded the Walker Financial Services Incorporated, and it grew to a fairly, like, large company with 6 different branches and dozens of employees.
Mm.
However, in 1986, one of the stock deals that he had invested in collapsed. The sources say that it was the result of his sketchy business practices.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how they came to that conclusion, because if, like, I don't understand how, you know, investment banking and any, or like whatever this is, works.
Yeah.
So to me, like, it, what it's saying doesn't really make sense, because they were saying investigators found that it was a result of Walker's sketchy business practices. I don't know if the investigation started because this deal crashed, or because it eventually turned out that he was defrauding his clients.
Mm.
He was eventually charged with fraud against 70 clients, mm-hmm. allegedly embezzling about $3.2 million. He was charged with 18 counts of theft and money laundering. English is my third language. So after all this, in 1990, he fled to Europe with one of his 3 daughters, Sheena. So some, like, they didn't, again, they didn't really focus on his personal life before this, but from what I understand, he had like 3 daughters and maybe 2 sons,
mm-hmm.
and there was a divorce prior to this. So I think he had custody of the 3 daughters, and the mother had custody of the other children.
Okay.
But again, only one source saying
right.
Taking it with a grain of salt. They eventually settled in Harrogate in North Yorkshire in England.
Mm-hmm.
He took on an assumed identity, David Davis, and I just put
mood.
Really? Dude? And here's the kind of creepy bit. His daughter was posing as his wife.
Ew!
And the illusion worked especially well, because then Sheena gave birth to 2 daughters. The paternity of those kids were never determined, and she never really spoke about it, or, like, refused to. So that obviously got people thinking. Yeah. Now, during their time in England, Walker befriended a television repairman, Ronald Joseph Platt. Another source said he was a television personality, but all the other sources I saw said he was a repairman. So he was just a regular bloke.
Yeah.
Not someone fancy.
Yeah.
Apparently, he was raised in Canada and had really wanted to emigrate back to Canada.
Okay.
One of the 3 sources said this. I can't remember which one, but it seemed a little odd to me. But anyway, this dude really wanted to move to Canada, is the point. Walker helped him arrange for emigration, telling Platt that he needed his driver's license, signature stamp, and birth certificate for the process.
Okay.
Platt then left for Canada in 1992. And of course, since Walker had all this handy access to his personal information, Walker then assumed Platt's identity.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
Unfortunately, Platt threw a bit of a wrench in these plans.
Okay.
Because he then returned to England in 1995.
Uh-oh.
Apparently having run out of money or something like that.
Oh my god.
And, you know, I guess Walker was kind of playing it cool until July 20th, 1996, when Walker invited Platt out to a fishing trip. Spoiler alert. It was a murder trip.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Yes. Walker killed Platt on a boat, tied him down with the boat's anchor, and then dumped his body into the sea.
Holy because what? Fuck.
The water is a really shit place to try and dump a body.
Yeah. Yeah.
The body was discovered just 2 weeks later in the English Channel by a fisherman named John Copic.
Okay.
And because, you know, it was the water, and the English Channel is also pretty damn gross.
Yes.
There's the amount of decay and bloating and all of that. A Rolex on the body was the only identifiable thing. But lucky for Platt and his family, Rolexes are fancy AF. Mm-hmm. So, of course, they have their own serial numbers, and there's actually, like, engraved marks for every time the watch was serviced. So by tracing these records, they were actually able to identify Platt as the owner and therefore Platt as the body.
Holy shit. I didn't even know that. That's pretty fucking cool, dude.
Well, I mean, they do identify a lot of bodies through, like, you know, implant serial numbers. Mm-hmm, like, if they had anything, like, you know, the only surgery, like, metal put in them, that kind of thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the only, the only, like, fancy, expensive watch culture I know is that, like, the more expensive the watch, like, if you have it for a long time and it has, like, more wear and tear on it, it's apparently more valuable. That's what my brother was explaining to me, because for a while he was, like, trying to get, like, he just, like, he got, like, into it. He fell down the rabbit hole. And he was just like, yeah, the older they are and the more, like, tarnished or not, like, you know what I mean? Like, the more worn they are, that adds value to them. Like, and so, I don't know. So, that's the only thing. I guess it's
kind of the whole vintage thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like,
especially,
it has the character and the history. Yeah,
and because, like, there, a lot of them are, like, motion activated, for lack of a better term. Like, it's like
you... I think... The article kept saying movement.
Yes. Okay, yeah.
I don't know what that means.
So it's...
The Rolex movement?
I think I might be completely wrong. Literally same. I'm not bougie enough to know anything about Rolexes. Literally same. But the movement watches, if they're what I think they are, it's like it's charged by your movement. Unless it's a literal line of Rolexes. But there's a bunch of watches. Know. Yeah.
But, like, in that vein, they were also actually able to determine the approximate date of death because the watch has a calendar of sorts. Like, you know how it has the, like, some watches have the little, just the number of the day.
Yeah.
So, Rolex watches actually have a reserve of 2 to 3 days when they're inactive. So, it could be, like you said, there's no movement. Although, I mean, if it was floating on a body, I think that counts as movement. But anyway, yeah, I don't know how Rolexes work.
Well, because, like, I think it's, like, you have to emulate walking. Because, like, if you, they have...
Yeah, but, like, that's not necessarily... I mean, my Fitbit thinks that I've walked... just because
That's what I mean by emulate walking, you know what I mean? They have literal boxes, like literal like container boxes for fancy watches that like just move so that way you can put your watches in there and keep them running while you're not wearing them. It's the most wild thing. They literally just like jiggle about. Like it's so funny. Like this is I don't know why I know this. Like I mean, okay, just continue. Please continue. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, these watches are also waterproof, which I guess is pretty impressive for a watch in, like, the 80s. Anyway.
True.
Based on some other police work that was not really talked about, Walker was eventually arrested for the murder.
Okay.
I guess, you know, because it was probably known that he took his boat out and that he took Platt out on his boat, so it's not that hard to
That could not have been
dots.
Private. Yeah, yeah.
Also, you know, there was the whole assuming his identity thing.
Mm-hmm. And his daughter is his wife and had 2 kids.
Well, they didn't know that part yet.
Okay.
Yeah. In 1998, he was found guilty and received a life sentence for the murder.
Mm.
In 2005, he was transferred to a Canadian prison to face his original charges of fraud, theft, and money laundering.
Okay.
In 2007, he was sentenced to 4 years for fraud, 1 year concurrent for violations of the Bankruptcy and Insolvency Act, and started serving his sentence in everyone's favorite prison, Kingston Penitentiary.
Yep. We really should just go one day.
Yeah, there was... I think also he was transferred to Canada mostly because he requested to finish the rest of his life sentence in his home country.
Okay. So they extradited him.
And I guess England was like, okay, you guys take on the expense of having a prisoner. Go for it. when Kingston Penitentiary closed, he was transferred to a British Columbia prison.
Oh.
Where he was basically spending the rest of his life.
That's a big fucking move.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Yeah. It doesn't matter. In the wake of all this, investigators and his fraud victims were still trying to determine what they can recover from his fraud schemes. Because, first of all, it's been years since between, like, him having been charged with murder and him having been charged with the fraud charges, right? So, he, of course, like most money launderers, had a gazillion accounts. He had 25 bank accounts in England, Italy, France, Switzerland, and, of course, the Cayman Islands.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, some of which were opened under Platt's name when Walker took on his identity or under Platt's girlfriend's name. As for Sheena, I put the daughter he's absconded to England to pose as his wife. She moved back to Ontario to live with her daughters and her mother. And a bit of, I guess, a happy ending was, although she has spoken out, like, there were some articles where she did say, like, you know, my father was an evil man. He was a con artist and he, like, could never be trusted. Despite it being a small town, and, you know, small towns, people say they're people prone to rumor and stuff. Yeah. It seems like the locals are actually kind of protective of her.
Oh, yeah.
And are reluctant to pry. So this was a quote from a local coffee shop owner. People who don't know her, or people who know her, don't mention her father when she's in here. And I wouldn't tell anybody who she was if they didn't know her.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, so that's the story of Albert Johnson Walker.
Jesus.
Who has three names like a serial killer, but only killed one guy and was just kind of fucked up all around,
it seems. Yeah. God, I'm just glad that the community kind of protects her, because she is a victim in all of this too, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, she was taken from her home to go on the run with her father while posing as his wife, which is just creepy as fuck.
And again, the questionable origin of the children is...
Yeah, like, yeah. I think... I don't know, like, obviously she has her reasons for never talking about the paternity, and, like, whatever those reasons are, you know, it's no one's business at the end of the day, unless if it was a crime, in which case, I mean, well, he's already serving a life sentence, so I guess what can you do?
Yeah. And but, you also don't want to ruin their lives?
Yeah.
You know? Because,
like, clearly she's still, like, she loves her kids, clearly. So you don't want... to bring them into that and have their childhood ruined. Because at the time of the article, I think it was 2013. So at the time, her kids were still very young. They were, I think, 4 and 2.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so plus 6 years. So 10 and 8 now. But
They're still babies. Like, and you also don't want to fuck up their, like, their futures too. Like, as adults that will hopefully one day be, like, you know, not like their possible father. But, like, hopefully being productive members of society. Like, you want them to not have that fucked for them right off the get-go.
Yeah. So, and I guess also, you know, the town being respectful of that also helps the kids a lot.
Which makes you really, really happy. And also makes me think that they... Sorry?
Oh, no. I was just
confused for a second. I thought you said Mary. I was like,
no.
Hello? Hello? God damn. Well, good. Fucking fuck him. Let him rot in jail.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Gross.
Ugh. I just had a good, nice stretch. Okay. At least, I mean, yeah. Okay. That was kind of questionable. I'm going to have to put some, like, questionable trigger warnings. Literally.
Yeah. I don't, I mean, because it, like, there's implied possible incest, but it never... quite was revealed, but I think just the idea of it is probably very upsetting.
It's gotta be. Yeah. So, and I'm concerned, and anyway, okay, yeah, so I'll make sure to do that. Anyway, that's this week. We, you're shorter than usual. Well, I also have great news. We are on Apple Podcasts. And we apparently have been for a while, and Apple just never told us. And because neither of us have Apple phones, it wasn't... I was seeing Joey for coffee, and he was like, you guys, you know that you're on Apple Podcasts, right? And I was like, excuse me? Because he heard in the last one us talking about potentially one day being on whatever. Because I was like, I'm still waiting for the approval. We've been on it. However, the RSS feed... for whatever reason on Apple's end is not good, so not all of our episodes are on there. It's like
Is it at least like up to a certain point?
Yeah, the last
or
episode.
Or it's like random episodes missing.
It's
because I find that with
it's random
with
episodes.
Some other podcasts that I follow, yeah, with mm-hmm. some podcasts that I follow, like sometimes their episodes are missing on like one platform versus another. Mm-hmm. So I actually listen on like at least two different platforms. Mm. Just to make sure that I get all of them.
Right. And especially if they're not numbered, because we number ours, but some people don't, which is completely fine. But, like, yeah, no. So it's literally just random ones. And, I don't know how to fix that. I truly don't. If any of you know, please let me know. I think it's just an issue on their end. But they did send us an email being like, Apple Podcasts is going to be reformatted, that they announced it at the keynote or whatever. So I think much like how Spotify... Like, because when we first started, Spotify had shut down podcasts for a few months. Like, podcast submissions for new podcasts.
Yeah.
I mean, because they...
Yeah,
because
it was undergoing a shit ton of updates.
Mm-hmm. And they made it into its own, like, sub-platform, for lack of a better term, within their platform. So, like, because people were just uploading them as regular songs. You know what I mean? Now they have their own like format, and you could go in and like each episode has this description and it looks a little bit different. That's what Apple is doing with their podcasts, I believe, because they're just like, oh, like in, what is it, like late August, early September, whatever, they're going to release an update. So hopefully that means that they fix their shit on their end and then it's like, whatever. But yeah, so we are on there. Because I don't have access, Joey sent me a screenshot on Thursday or Friday. The last episode that was uploaded is 46 and this episode is 51, so if that, like, you know what I mean, like it's behind and missing a bunch. So, but you know what, better some than none. But yeah, other than that, we are on everything else. We're on Stitcher, Spotify, like I said, fucking everything. Y'all know at this point, fucking whatever. We also, we're on Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram at Canada Obscura, all one word. Hit us up, please tweet at us. Oh my God. I still,
sorry, you can, my aunt's making iced coffee downstairs and you can hear the like,
oh my
of
God.
The ice crusher in our
fridge.
Oh my
fridge. God, is she making Vietnamese iced coffee?
Yeah.
Oh, the good shit, which I can't even have anymore because it's got sugar in it.
You might hear it.
That's okay. That's totally fine.
Just leave it in there. It's life.
Yeah.
It's real.
Yeah.
Hashtag
it's
the realist.
Oh my God. Yeah. I'm still having, I know I've been saying this for months, but I still don't get proper notifications from Twitter at all for whatever reason.
I don't get proper notifications from anywhere.
Yeah. So
everything's
like, I think,
confused now.
I think, yeah. And I think on top of that, because I have like five different accounts linked on my app, I think that's why it's fucked up. But I manage several, whatever. So that's what it is. But shoot us a text, a tweet. Anyway, I love talking to you guys. It makes me so fucking happy. We also have an email, canadaobscurapodcast@gmail.com. Hit us up through that too. Again, we love talking to you. It might be a little delayed, but I love talking to you guys. That's it. Fucking, yeah. Shell and I are only recording one episode this time around because we both have to fucking get our shit together and go. So, next week, we'll see you guys again. So thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed yourselves. Take care of yourselves. And catch you next week. Bye. 1 second. Mama! Mama! I'm in the middle of recording. You keep screaming right outside my window. Mama, you're yelling! You're the one I hear! I'm very sorry. I'm gonna have to cut out my entire section while you just talk for a while because she literally just stood outside my door having a full-blown conversation with my dad who's in the kitchen. And I'm like,
oh my
fucking
God.
Recording. But sorry, please continue.
Just go downstairs and talk. I don't understand. My mom does that too. She screams from upstairs down to the basement.
Doesn't your throat hurt? Like, doesn't your throat hurt?
No, because her mouth is a loudspeaker.
Yeah, right.
Fucking hell. Anyway.